This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken on Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where members of his family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of joy to Israelis after 10 months of war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least 5 people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city. Zelensky said on Tuesday that Kyiv would retaliate against Russia for its strikes. He asked allies to consider joint air defense operations and provide long-range capabilities. The Russian Defense Ministry said forces had carried out a high-precision weapon strike on Ukraine overnight, the Interfax news agency reported.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday President Nicolas Maduro is angering the population with repression and by arresting children as an election dispute reached the one-month mark and the opposition's pathways to claim power seem more narrow. This is VOA News. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency is warning fatalities caused by already deadly and damaging severe flooding in the country will increase in September and October, the usual peak period for rainfall. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
According to the latest tally on the National Emergency Management Agency tracker, some 170 people have died and some 205,000 displaced by flooding in 28 out of Nigeria's 36 states. Bauchi, Zamfara, Sokoto, Niger, and Jigawa states are the most impacted. The flooding has been caused by unprecedented rainfall and the rise in Niger and Benue rivers. And officials worry more bad weather may be ahead. Timfi Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Prosecutors on Tuesday called for 50 people, including 3 Americans, to face the death penalty for what the Congolese army says was a coup attempt earlier this year. 6 people were killed during the botched coup attempt led by a little-known opposition figure in May that targeted the presidential palace and a close ally of President Felix Tshisekedi. The opposition leader was fatally shot for resisting arrest soon after live-streaming the attack on his social media, the Congolese army said. The defendants, whose trial opened in June, face several charges, many punishable by death, including terrorism, murder, and criminal association. Leading African scientists said on Tuesday the world has not kept up with the rise of Mpox outbreaks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rising Mpox outbreaks in Africa, the triggered of the World Health Organization's emergency declaration, are largely the result of decades of neglect and the Global Committee's inability to stop sporadic epidemics among a population with little immunity against the smallpox-related disease, leading African scientists say at a virtual news conference. Dr. Dimi Ogwena, who chairs WHO's Mpox Emergency Committee, says negligence has led to a new, more transmissible version of the virus emerging in countries with few resources to stop outbreaks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa has active investigations into alleged corruption totaling more than $7 billion at some of its top state-owned companies, according to a report submitted to a parliamentary committee on Tuesday by the National Anti-Graft Unit. The investigations are not new, and some of them have been running since 2018. One of them led to the resignation of former President Jacob Zuma in 2018. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.